kilda, and welcome to this Wāte News Bulletin. Moruhua in shock at the death this morning of Tumuaki Harerangi Meihana, also known as Harry Mason. Mr. Mason, the grandson of Rātana founder Tahu Pōtiki Weremu Rātana, has led the movement since 1999, but stepped back from public activities in recent years because of ill health. He was 87. East Coast MP Kiri Tapu Allen says it's a huge loss. New Zealand borders will reopen July 31st. That's 2 months earlier than the government initially planned. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern told a Business New Zealand lunch in Auckland today. The final part of the staged border reopening will include tourists, workers, families and students. Some of the visa settings will change, including making the path to residency easier for highly skilled workers and global demand, but also making it clear education visas were not a backdoor route to residency. The Health Ministry is keeping a close eye on a new COVID variant. Omicron BA.5 has been detected at the border and travellers from South Africa. John Whanga, the Deputy Director General Māori, says it may take several months to assess the severity of the variant, but the ministry is comfortable with current public health settings. He says the ministry is taking into account the lessons it has learnt so far from the COVID vaccination campaign about empowering whānau and communities.
We need to work with our community-based providers, including our Māori and Pacifica providers. We've had success in the past for not only COVID, but also influenza, and so it's important to make it as easy as possible for our people to access services as whānau.
It's Aotearoa Youth Week, and there's a song for it. Auckland-based Te Karanga Charitable Trust and youth advocacy group Arataiohi invited artists on their Navigator Youth programs to compose, produce and perform a waiata around the theme Our Voices Matter and We Deserve to Be Heard. Rapper Mana says it gave him and fellow artists Ko, EM, Deutz, Ezra Mackay, Takunda and Merck a platform to share their experiences.
I've always been into music, and so that's my thing. I've been just dying to be a full-time musician, and this opportunity just allowed me to show that, as well as I guess talking a little bit about my own upbringing and my own experiences growing up here in Aotearoa.
The video for Our Voices Matter is available on YouTube. And that is your Wātea News. Ko tāna kā hau, kia ora.